just recently, not just 3 months ago, a New York-based law firm suffered an attack. And take a look at this quote from NBC News. Despite our substantial investment in state-of-the-art technology security, foreign cyber terrorists have hacked into our network and are demanding $42 million in ransom. We are working directly with federal law enforcement and continue to work around the clock with the world's leading experts to address the situation. This illustrates the threat that we're facing increasingly as practitioners, legal practitioners. You have to remember, many of us have sensitive information related to our clients or related to other people in the cases that we're working on. Law firms who are doing the patents, the trademarks, and working on COVID treatments, they have incredible technology within their systems that government actors, foreign states, other small threat actors, criminal syndicates, they would love to get their hands on. So even us who are small threat practitioners, if we're holding medical records, each one of those medical records is estimated to get about $342 on the black market if it's been compromised. This leads us to an interesting ethics opinion that's been recently published out there, and it's Texas Ethics Opinion 680. If you don't do anything or you don't take anything away from today's presentation, please go and read this ethics opinion, because it really is the genesis of what we're going to see in terms of ethics as to our own data security as practitioners. And Texas Ethics Opinion 680 is really a question about, from a lawyer, about how can I store my information in the cloud without waiving the attorney-client privilege with all these other people helping me, and also with the knowledge that there are threats from cyber terrorists, I might get hacked, that information may become compromised. And Ethics Opinion 680 first starts by noting confidential information includes both privileged and unprivileged client information. And that would include sensitive information under ITEPA too. So if you have your client's social security number and other information that you have in a data form and you have it in the cloud or on one of your systems, you've got confidential information that you have a duty as a lawyer to protect. Looking at the third slide, or the third bullet point on this slide, the opinion says a lawyer should remain reasonably aware of technology, of changes in technology and the associated risks. But we also have to balance that. We can't retreat from using that technology if it saves significant time and money for the client. So we have to try to use technology to the best of our ability, but under our ethical rules, we also have to balance that with being able to protect the information that we're housing. And the opinion is so good because it creates a framework, although it talks about cloud-based technology and it's talking about this question related to a cloud-based system. This is an opinion that can be applied to any system you utilize in your office. So the opinion goes on to talk about reasonable precautions lawyers should consider in a cloud-based system. But again, this is a framework for you to utilize in looking at other systems in your office. You should have a general understanding of the technology that you're implementing and how it works. You need to review the terms of services. And if you're holding healthcare information, you need to have additional agreements in place like business associate agreements. You need to learn what protections are in place with that system for protecting the data. And you need to consider what's not. You need to consider your vulnerabilities. Then you need to determine what additional steps you need to take. So once you've identified your vulnerabilities, do you need to encrypt the data? Do you need to decide not to put some of your client's data in that system because it's just not safe enough for your liking? Do you need to segment your system in some way? Do you need additional virus protection? Do you need additional IT help with protecting that data? Then you need to monitor and remain alert, checking your logs, making sure those systems haven't been compromised all along. You need to also have training for your staff and appropriate policies and procedures in place.